This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, some interesting financial news here with yet another private company lining up at the trough of government bailouts. According to the Associated Press, the American Express Company is now seeking $3.5 billion in funds under the government's plan to directly invest in financial firms.
Sounds like American distress.
No kidding. I mean, the whole idea that the government is now going to be an investor in the, you know, these companies. Of course, some people would say this is old news. We've heard that the CAFR reports, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, there are allegations that suggest that for a long time, governments have essentially used taxpayer dollars to purchase significant portions of shares of public corporations. So they will, the people that are talking about what these CAFR things are will say, well, you know, this has been going on forever. Now they're just doing it out. Now they're doing it even more out in the open. Now it's news. You know, before nobody wanted to talk about the CAFRs. We mentioned them recently on this show, but most people in the news media, they know they exist, but they don't want to talk about them.
There were people out west about 10 years ago who were trying to expose a lot of that. But the municipalities and states were saying, well, we stole it fair and square. Screw you.
Well, yeah, people paid taxes and they took some of that money in and they invested it. And so they own shares in significant shares in big American corporations, names that people are very familiar with. They say that they own a lot of shares of the media companies, which it is suggested that that might be one of the reasons why they're so obedient to the state, is because, well, state governments and the federal government actually and local governments actually own a significant chunk.
Interesting.
Well, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is very intriguing.
I'd like to see their statement now with all these stocks going down, tanking, boy.
I know that Keynes' interest was up last year. They were up from 2006 to 2007. It went from like $1.5 million earned in interest on their investments to, I think, $2.5 million or something
Was this interest on bonds, let's say?
I'm not sure.
Or were they dividends from
companies? I don't know how to read these things. Yeah. I could be wrong on this, but I saw interest go from $1.5 million to $2.5 million. That's all I know.
Because last year, the Dow hit 14,000, and now it's at 8-something.
Yeah, maybe things will shake out differently for their 2008 report. But that's not where I wanted to go with this. I wanted to point out that now they're doing it out in the open. Now the federal government, it's been announced, is looking to buy shares of these public corporations. And that should be pretty disturbing to anybody that's, concerned with the rise of fascism, corporatism in America. Now, Mark, you were saying something during the beginning of the show, talking about that you thought that American Express was a really ancient, decrepit, old organization.
The American Express card is, one of the first credit cards that came out. I believe the first was Diners Club.
Okay.
Which I'd love to see a Diners Club card. I don't think I've seen one in a decade. Two. I haven't seen a Diners Club card since my Uncle Rod took me out to eat when I was in my mid-teens. I remember he let me drive his Mercedes back from the restaurant, and so I must have been 15 or 16.
Did he take you to Denny's?
He took me to the Seafood Shack in Bradenton, Florida.
All right.
Besides that, Diners, the American Express, it's, their model is you can't hold the debt over from month to month. You have to pay it off every month. So essentially it's not really a credit card. It's like a buying card. They have some other term for it, but you buy the stuff. Charge card. That's what it's called. And so you have to pay it off every month. This is antiquated. It doesn't allow as much latitude to the consumer. They certainly have more products out there. I believe they're Ultima or they're Blue, that they have a couple of other things out there. But, American Express not keeping up with the rest of the banks. They're just not competing in the same way well.
I was going to say, I have an American Express card that I don't use much, but about 5 years ago they did allow now you to carry a balance if you want to.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, but let's not forget that American Express is the highest interest rate for a merchant to...
Why would someone want to go with them?
I don't... I don't know why.
Why would you go with them over Visa or MasterCard?
People will often, if you use an American Express or Discover, the merchant will, if it's, especially if you're talking to, like, the guy who runs, who owns the store, he'll say, hey, you got an American Express or Visa or something like that? Because he would prefer to pay less.
Right.
You know, he wants to make more money. And, so, you know, it's, they just got a business model that, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't work.
Also, up until just a few years ago, American Express charged an annual fee. Which,
wow.
Yeah,
that's really, that is antiquated, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was more for if you had a gold card than if you had a regular green American Express card.
So here they are looking for $3.5 billion of your money, because remember, when the government is they're essentially printing this money out, they're stealing it from your pocket. So whether you have an American Express card in your wallet or not, you're going to be supporting this company. Whether you have an American Express card and you say that they are allowing balances now, so maybe you owe them some money and you're paying them interest, well, now you're paying them even more through the magic of government inflation. Well, at least if they get the approval. I'm not sure if this has been... approved. American Express did receive approval from the Federal Reserve to become a bank holding company, which is a similar structure to traditional commercial banks. The credit card company now has access to financing from the Fed and the ability to grow a large deposit base. So I think at this point they are seeking the $3.5
billion. But they're getting loans from the Fed, too. I mean, yeah. Come on. Why are they getting loans from the Fed? Why can't they get loans from other banks? It doesn't make any sense
to me.
They
should be allowed to fail and have
the same with GM.
Someone else start up.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, GM is out there. They're competing. Why is Toyota, Honda, Nissan, why are they doing so well? And GM, Ford, Chrysler, why are they crapping out?
Well, products must suck.
It's not the products. It's
they're average.
The products are fine. They make
marketing?
Some really good-looking...
Warranty?
Nope. Take a guess.
Legacy costs.
Labor unions.
Yes.
Oh.
They have these huge deals worked out with labor unions, which I'm fine with labor unions working out these deals, but if the labor union smells bailout, they're not going to deal. And what needs to happen, either these companies need to go under, or the labor union needs to come to the table and dicker. And they're not going to if they smell a bailout.
That's right.
You know,
because the bailout will mean continued contract.
And they won't have to tighten their belts as much.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're getting $60, $70, $80 an hour, I don't know what these people are getting, but they're getting good money. Great pensions and all kinds of stuff. Stuff unlike the rest of us in the United States are getting. And they kind of lean on this idea that we're the manufacturers. This country needs a manufacturing base. Wait a second. When you look at the auto industry, you look at the big three, and then you look at, say, gambling, sans the casino out in Vegas.
Okay.
They just filed, I think, they filed to reorganize. They're having some big problems. Their stock's having some problems. The gambling industry is bigger than the big three automakers as far as money goes.
Wow.
So why don't we bail out Sands?
There's jobs out there.
It sounds ludicrous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's the magic of manufacturing.
Right. Somehow the people that work in a factory are more worthy than the people that are flipping cards on a gambling table or that are serving drinks?
No, I'll tell you what the reasoning is behind it. Manufacturing does create goods that can be sold. They're creating wealth, basically, because you're taking metal and you're taking rubber and you're taking different things.
Well, everyone's creating wealth by providing, whether it's products or services.
Sure.
How much would the casino be worth if it wasn't staffed with people?
Sure, but services cannot be exported as easily. So when you're bringing a lot of goods in from foreign countries, if you don't have goods to ship to them in exchange, you're in a trade deficit, you see.
That's okay.
I understand,
but
how many foreign countries are going to be buying our SUVs is really the question. I mean, you know, the fact is, if you go to Europe... And you look around, there's little tiny cars. They look like roller skates.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. But there were tax incentives just a few years ago to buy huge SUVs. And there were also tax incentives for hybrids, but it was like $1,000 or $3,000. But then they had this huge tax incentive to own a truck over X number of pounds. I think it was over 6,000 pounds. So a lot of people were buying these big, monstrous SUVs to get that tax break.
I'd like to point out that just because there's a so-called trade deficit is really meaningless. I mean, Hong Kong has no natural resources of which to speak. Their products coming out of Hong Kong, but that's because they made that happen. It's not like they're mining the earth or anything like that. There's nothing there. It's a rock. But yet it's the most successful economic place in the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
So trade deficit not really... doesn't really seem like it's a real issue. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more cars in a moment.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report on Genesis 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. If you want to protect your heart and your vascular system, you need to detox your body naturally. Cardovite, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, combined with enzymes such as N-kinase, nanokinase, VK2, the long-chain vitamin K2, reverse not only the toxic inflammatory changes in the body, reduce the inflammatory markers, but also protect and reverse calcification of the arteries. You want to stay healthy, your heart, vascular tree, and stay alive without any major health problems for your heart and vascular system, get these amazing products from NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or call us to order at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871. The show is Monday to Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 to 10 p.m. Genesis Network, ABC Affiliates, Global Star Satellite, and Star Guide.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Plus, funknobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, online since 2004. Use the code FTL to save 10% at FunKnobs.com. That's FunKnobs.com.
The prices are already wholesale there.
Excellent, excellent. So we move on here. Going to get back to the issue of bailouts because the automotive industry is also looking to get bailed out, and a lot of the politicians are pushing for this idea. We'll come back, and Wayne, you're going to tell us about one auto company that actually has something pretty innovative to offer. But first, we go to your phone calls. Tim in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a fairly young guy. I'm 22, and I'm thinking about throwing my hat in and running for mayor in April in my city.
Okay.
And I do plan on signing the small government pledge.
Wow, that's unusual. Congratulations.
And
for those that don't know, hang on. For those that don't know, the small government pledge essentially says that you will never vote to increase the size of government and, in fact, will actively work to reduce the size.
So as a principled stance, most people who would run for office would not take the payment for it. So as a young guy, I'm not very well off.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know what you guys thought, if it was unprincipled to get paid to be mayor.
It would depend on the level of, to me, the amount of work you did. I, at no point, by the way, do I think it's unprincipled to get paid for doing it. But
I don't either.
Sort of from a personal standpoint, if it required a couple of hours a week from you, which really is, the mayor of the town I'm in, it's a few hours a week. Really, it's not much at all. And, he doesn't get much either. So giving that back would be easy. However, if it's a full-time job, you deserve to get, and you're not working something else because you're working at that, you definitely deserve to get paid. So what's the scenario there?
I'm really not too sure. I know he has an office. He's in his office every day. He answers emails, answers phones, has meetings, stuff like that.
How big is the city?
About maybe 40,000.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I know that the mayor around here is really into it, and so he probably puts more time in than is necessarily required for the job because they're politicians. They're into the flash. They're into the old mayor around here drove around with a mayor license plate. So they really like to wear it on their sleeve, if you will, and really act the part or fit the role. So, yeah, I'm with Mark. I mean, if you're doing work, then you should be compensated for it. It's a nice gesture to give back some money to charities and things like that. And I can understand where, as somebody who loves liberty, would be concerned because, well, that money's forcibly extracted from people. So I would say that, number one, what your main issue has to be is just taking the job, period. I think if you're going to be concerned about principle, it would be taking the job at all. And then what you do with the money is just kind of tangential to that. That's how I feel about it. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes.
Right, very good. 800-259-9231. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
The way that I kind of look at it is, like, it's not welfare because I'm actually doing a job to get that money while
you're
people
right.
on welfare don't have to do anything and still get paid. So I'm going to be doing a job and going to be getting paid for the job. The only downside is that money is stolen money.
So what do you think your chances are being in Illinois and running as a liberty-loving person?
Well, the city that I'm in, the mayor before passed away, and so now we have a sitting mayor, and no one really knows who this guy is, and I'd be running against him.
Hey, there you go.
And I don't think anyone else has thrown their hat in yet, but I think I'd probably have a pretty decent chance. It's a college town. There's a lot of younger voters and people who live here in this town.
Plus, it's always a news story. Whenever somebody who's young runs for a political office, it's usually newsworthy just because of that, simply because young people are stereotypically not involved in such things. And so you might be able to get a decent story out of the newspaper or something like that just because you're young. I mean, if it's a two-way race, you'll definitely get covered.
And everything, so it'd be nice.
I'm sorry, I talked over you. What was that?
I said I'm kind of a freak. I got piercings and big holes in my ears and stuff, so it'd be pretty nice.
There you go.
Interesting.
You know, the other thing I always think about when liberty lovers want to run for office is that it's nice to have a non-collectivist in a position of power.
Yep.
Well, I don't like the ideas that such things exist in the first place, but it is a reality we have to deal with. And I think that, you know, I wish you the best of luck. Let us know how it goes, okay, Tim?
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. So back to the issue of the bailouts. You've got these big three automotive companies here, the American manufacturers, that are just – they're having a tough time. And, it, Mark, you pointed out the reason why, in your belief, is that they have the labor union situation. So – Toyota doesn't hire union workers? Is that the...
I can't tell you exactly what is going on there. I mean, I'm no expert in this field, but I have paid enough attention, and I can tell you that that's exactly the reason that they're talking about. And if you want a prediction, I think that the government is going to do a type of bailout, and here's how it's going to do the bailout.
Okay.
It's going to bail out the pensions of these people, so essentially turn everyone into... to some extent, a government worker. Every automobile and AFL-CIO employee.
So the federal government will be paying the pensions for Ford and GM and all those companies?
It would be the easiest way to bail them out.
Well, going Chapter 11 can be very good for a company because then they're forced to renegotiate union contracts, they're forced to get leaner, and they'll actually attract more funding as they come out of bankruptcy. But there's definitely a value in manufacturing. The problem is the big three have been coddled by the government for so long that they've gotten soft, whereas the foreign manufacturers have come in and built plants here and done a better job overall than the American companies. But manufacturing is important because you have to know how to build things. You've got to have engineers. You've got to have that. We graduate 10 in this country now. We graduate about 10 attorneys for every engineer.
Is that right?
And what, you know, who's going to rebuild the bridges, whether it's privately or publicly? Yeah. You have to be able to build stuff to have a good country. Otherwise, you're going to have a third world country eventually.
I don't know that I entirely agree. I think we certainly, as far as manufacturing and shipping to the outside world, there doesn't seem to be a giant demand for this. American cars are, from my experience, not going any place farther than Canada or Mexico. And they're, honestly, Mexico's getting most of our used cars.
Well, and I don't think the world's going to end if these three companies go out of business. There are plenty of people manufacturing things in this country still.
Sure. By the way, the buildings will still be there, and the workers of these countries will still be skilled automobile manufacturing workers.
Right. If they go under, can't somebody come in and snatch up all that all those assets?
Likely that's exactly what
will
happen. Is,
what would happen if they were allowed to die, but they're going to get propped up.
You know, so Volvo or Toyota would come in and get a discount on manufacturing plants.
Well, if they went Chapter 11, they wouldn't necessarily go out of business, but they would get more lean and more efficient.
Right. That would be Chapter 11 would be a good thing.
1-800-259-9231. One of the ways to get more lean and efficient is to sell the operation to somebody who can come in and sort of innovate, which you've got a story about an innovator here in moments in the automotive world. We'll share that with you and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy.
Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousy cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwithavirginmary.com and listen. And you can listen to the interview with Mr. Webb on the FTL podcast coming up on Saturday the 22nd.
800-259-9231, your calls about anything. We're talking about the bailout situation. Of course, these old dinosaur companies, whether it be American Express or the big three auto manufacturers, are going to – it's looking like – I mean, odds are pretty good that these companies are going to be bailed out by the federal government. And looks like the federal government's going to end up owning a chunk of them, too, if all goes as they are planning. So that's all pretty disturbing because it's essentially – the status quo supporting itself. It's, you know, the status quo is stealing money from your bank account and from your wallet through the process of inflation, and they're using that stolen money to prop up their buddies who just suck at business. They haven't done a good job, and they've failed in the marketplace. So instead of letting those businesses go away and then be replaced by new businesses with new ideas and investors.
I don't like the idea that they suck at business. It's just that
you lose.
Wait, I understand. I'm not saying that none of that's true. I just don't like the statement they suck at business. And here's why.
Well, because somebody screwed up.
Yes, that's
true. Decades ago, they made some bad decisions not seeing, foreseeing the future.
It's kind of like the, who moved my cheese book, or, where do they move my cheese, or whatever. Their decisions made sense at, a long time ago, for whatever they did.
But they
didn't change
them.
Something new is different has... Absolutely right. True. Because once a company gets big, it's difficult to do that. They have commitments, it's hard to do. So I'm not ready to call them to say they suck. Just stuff changes.
Well, and then if you can't keep up with those changes, you suck and you deserve to die. You blow.
There have been periods.
Nobody likes your stuff.
Yeah, there have been periods of time in the last 30 years or so where auto manufacturers fell on hard times, and what they did is they went back to the unions and renegotiated union contracts. And every one of the big three have different contracts with the union, depending on how well they're doing and so on, how many plants they have and so on. But the problem, of course, is that the healthcare costs in this country have skyrocketed, which is a huge legacy cost for auto manufacturers. That was hard to foresee at the time when they first started making these deals. And the retirement plans now are very generous because that's what the unions negotiated when these companies were doing well.
Does it play out in the prices? I mean, all of this union overhead that you guys are talking about?
$1,300 per vehicle is the average amount that you pay for these, the benefits to auto workers.
But are you seeing that as far as in comparison with the big three versus the Japanese manufacturers?
You see it with vehicles like Kia and Hyundai and things like that. Vehicles that are building their brand. You can get a very well-made vehicle more cheaply because if it's, sort of newer in the marketplace. You don't get that brand recognition. A lot of the reason that people buy a new car, you got to remember, a car is a set of four wheels that goes. It has a radio and an air conditioner, right? That's what you buy when you buy a car, right?
Sure.
You want it to heat you in the winter, you want it to cool you in the summer, you want it to play some music, and you want it to drive reliably.
Yeah.
Okay. You can get that for $1,500. Anything else that you can't get a used car for $1,500? Did you buy a used car for $1,500?
Yeah, but you got to put money into it.
Okay. $2,500.
$4,000, you'll have a decent used car.
I think that might be going high, but
at $4,000, you wouldn't have to do much work.
At $4,000, you're probably reasonably in the safe. When you buy for private party, that kind of thing, you're reasonably safe. So $4,000 is a car, and then everything above that is what it looks like and what it makes other people feel when they look at it, what it makes you feel. All of that is the fluff, you know, and so that's what they're selling there.
Yeah,
I mean, when Kia doesn't have as much fluff as a Sebring Crossfire or a Chrysler Crossfire.
But here's a big problem: is that in the last year, the big three in America have been caught swimming naked when the tide went out because gas prices all of a sudden shot way up, and they didn't have a lot of good small cars to sell. They were relying on the profits from SUVs and pickups, and didn't have enough good four-cylinder automobiles in their stable to sell to the public.
They figured Americans would always want to go big.
Go big, exactly. Whereas Honda and Toyota and some of the Korean manufacturers had those small cars, so they're in a little bit better shape now. And, of course, their profit structure is better, too, than the big three because the big three have higher costs.
Well, I say good riddance to bad rubbish. Unfortunately, it looks like the federal government's the feds are going to step in to a bit resuscitate the patient, unfortunately. But, Wayne, what's going on in the world of innovation in the automotive industry?
Well, there's a manufacturer or a company called AFS Trinity out of Bellevue, Washington State, and they were supposed to show a new SUV at the L.A. Auto Show that gets 50 miles per gallon, and they decided to pull it. The company's decision from the show, but they're going to show it in other parts of near L.A. anyway.
I see.
But the company's decision followed actions by the L.A. Auto Show to muzzle AFS Trinity from highlighting the 50 miles per gallon fuel economy of its XH150 prototype vehicle.
50 miles per gallon?
150 miles per gallon. It's a small SUV. They've done some great innovations here. The suppression by the automakers of information about technologies such as this raises serious questions about the judgment, vision, intentions, and capabilities of the leadership of these companies, said Edward W. Furia, CEO of AFS Trinity.
When you say a small SUV, do you mean like a Kia Sportage kind of little thing? I mean, how many seats does it have?
Yeah, it's a four-seater. It's like a mini SUV like a Ford Escape or the smaller GM SUVs like the Saturn View, for example. I think that's what the body they actually used on this. They actually used one of the big three's
Of course they would.
Vehicles.
Why would you go and know, reinvent the wheel when you can just buy one of these things and buy them in bulk and then because more or less what they're selling is the plug-in hybrid aspect.
Wait, is this a hybrid?
It's a plug-in hybrid.
It doesn't get 150 miles to the gallon if it's not a hybrid.
But they've used some newer technology to one-up what the auto manufacturers right now are trying to develop.
So are you suggesting that this auto show was sort of being sponsored by the big boys?
It is,
and
yes.
So the big boys pulled whatever strings behind the scenes to essentially shut these people out as much as possible?
Well, they didn't want them to highlight the fact that it got 150 miles per gallon because it wasn't an EPA figure.
And
AFS Trinity actually offered to just have a disclaimer there saying it's not EPA yet, but this is what we're getting. And they've been displaying them all over the country. And they've gotten a lot of great reviews from engineers and from fleet managers and so on.
I wonder if they'll be able to pull any strings over at the EPA to delay that sort of thing from coming
through.
Gee,
do you think one of the big three or all the big three could manage to do that? It's like being, you can show your car here, but you're not allowed to talk about the one feature that differentiates it from the rest of them.
And this is an SUV.
We make a car, it costs more than the other guys, and it's the same. I mean, whoopee! I wouldn't do it either.
That's right. And this company's actually extended invitations to the major audio U.S. auto manufacturers to see it, drive it, license the technology. They're not actually trying to sell cars. They're trying to
they've developed a proof of concept, and they want to get somebody to put some money behind it.
Yeah. So one of the big three licenses.
So this isn't even. I mean, this isn't even people being protectionist. This is like chiseling in a deal. Essentially, what they're trying to do is market it to these three companies or whomever.
Yeah, whoever will buy it.
They don't want them to even. They're trying to diminish the value of their product.
It's crazy. They want to. It's like they are so dinosaur-like that they can't even see the new innovations for the value that they are.
We want to stick with the way things have been.
They may very well see the innovations, Ian, but they want to do is they want to do business the way they have done business, which is in bed with the government.
Well, here's
they
the
want
other
to
problem.
Use government power to diminish the value of these people's product and make it so that they sell for less.
Here's the other problem. The big three suffer from the not invented here syndrome, which means if they didn't invent the technology, they don't want to use it.
I see. It's they'll turn their nose up at stuff like that.
That's right.
800-259-9231, yet another reason why they deserve to perish. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, well, we'd ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month to the show. We take that, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bring new internet listeners on board, and help introduce new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty. So if that sounds good to you and you want perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Wayne, did you want to share any more about this revolutionary hybrid? What do you call this thing? This what's the name of it again?
Hey, what is the name of the vehicle?
Well, they haven't named the vehicle itself because it's mostly a concept. It's a prototype. It looks like a GM small SUV fitted with their technology, and they're looking to license their technology to a major auto manufacturer. And they're very upset that GM and Ford and Chrysler have not even wanted to even test this thing.
So the company's name, AFS Trinity, they're claiming they're getting 150 miles to the gallon, and it's a hybrid gas vehicle?
Yes, it's what they call an extreme hybrid. It's based on a typical work week of 40 miles 6 days per week and 80 miles on one weekend day each week. The first 40 miles of each day are electric, strictly electric, with gasoline being used only for distances beyond 40 miles. For this driving profile, the XH150 uses up to 2 gallons of gas to travel 320 miles.
So it's the XH150?
Yes.
Okay. If my company's named Trinity, I can come up with something better than XH150.
Well, so you said they're not marketing to regular people.
I'd call it the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity Pentecost.
The Grail.
The Trinity St. Peter, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right. And basically what they've done is
the Trinity Hammer of God.
Sorry.
This company has got some really smart engineers who used to work for NASA and Raytheon, et cetera. And what they've done is
finally got real jobs.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And they recognize that the batteries in these things are the weak point, because when you all of a sudden pull a big load off a battery, you shorten the life of it. So what they did is they developed these capacitors to store a lot of the power, so that when you need that burst of power from the motor needs the big burst of power, it comes off the capacitors, not directly off the battery. It makes the battery last longer, and it makes it more efficient. And they've also have some other programming they've done to switch these things off.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you know, I wish them good luck. I hope somebody pays attention to them. And you, as you say, they've just gone ahead and set up their own events, and they're not relying on the auto show that was trying to shut them out before, apparently with some influence from the big three manufacturers.
And this is the L.A. auto show we're talking about. They did do a display at the Detroit auto show last January and got a very big response.
Good. And, of course, there's that, and then there's the Tesla Motors, which is also out there creating electric cars. I hope that we see some real good innovations and some costs dropping and people adopting these new technologies and running away as fast as possible from these ancient old dinosaurs. Hopefully they'll – how many bailouts can these guys get?
It's crazy.
This isn't the first time.
Here's a classic example of throwing good money after bad.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Speaking of money, I heard this the story over on Free Minds TV, freemindstv.com. And I'm sure you've probably caught wind of this one already, Wayne, but the story is from the August Review. Democrats in the U.S. House have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts,
mm-hmm.
401ks and IRAs both, and convert them to accounts managed by your favorite people, the Social Security Administration. Triggered by the financial crisis in the past 2 months, the hearings reportedly were meant to stem losses incurred by many workers and retirees whose 401k and IRA balances have been shrinking rapidly. The testimony of Teresa Gilaherducci, professor of economic policy at the New School for Social Research in New York, in hearings October 7th, drew the most attention and criticism, testifying for some bureaucrats. She proposed that the government eliminate tax breaks for 401k and similar retirement accounts, such as IRAs, and confiscate workers' retirement plan accounts and convert them into what they call Universal Guaranteed Retirement Accounts, or GRAs, managed by the Social Security Administration. Representative George Miller, from the chairman of the House Committee on Education and Labor, said that the impact of the financial crisis on workers' retirement security blamed Wall Street for the financial crisis and said his committee will strengthen and protect Americans' 401ks, pensions, and other retirement plans. So get ready, America, because the government is planning to take over your retirement plan. You thought you were going to leave it to the marketplace, which, of course, we all know the 401k and the IRA thing is really just more of a government-constructed sort of semi-market kind of retirement thing. But it's better than total government control, and that's what they're talking about instituting here. They're talking about taking it over. And I bet you there are a lot of people right now seriously considering cashing out.
Yeah, and that's the problem, too, that drives the prices of everything down further. And actually, Argentina has just recently done the same thing, and their president framed it this way. The government was going to protect private pensions from policies of plunder.
Policies of plunder.
and they actually confiscated $29.5 billion down in Argentina.
Wow.
I've got one of these. I guess it's an IRA. And I had intended and failed to do this. I intended to switch over to gold last year because I knew that I
to cash it out and buy gold, you mean?
No, you can have gold in your IRA if you listen to the Midas commercials. I'll let you know. That's MidasResources.com. And you can have gold. Midas will do your IRA for you in gold for real. They hold there at Midas Resources.
Yeah, but what if they snatch the IRA?
What do you mean they snatch?
What if the government snatches the money in there?
I don't know. That's not this part of the story that I'm telling.
Okay.
So I intended to do this. Now, you know, my IRA took a hit. It did because I kept it in stocks. I forgot to do it. I intended to. I failed to.
Gotcha.
It took a hit. Well, I had the opportunity to switch it over to gold. They have these real estate funds. Not that real estate's the place you want to be these days. There's not particularly a good place to be as far as having your money. But gold's probably the best. I just failed to do it. That's my fault. That's not America's fault. That's not anybody's fault. No one should be guaranteeing me my IRA. The reason I put money in the IRA in the first place instead of putting it to work for, you know, someplace else in my business or home or whatever, was because the government was going to, it was tax-free money. So it allowed me to defer taxes.
Right. Here it says that currently 401k plans allow Americans to invest pre-tax money and their employers match up to a defined percentage, which not only increases workers' retirement savings, but also reduces their annual income tax. Sounds like a great deal. The balances are fully inheritable, subject to income tax, meaning that workers pass on their wealth to their heirs, unlike Social Security. Even when they leave an employer and go to one that doesn't offer a 401k or pension, workers can transfer their balances to a qualified IRA. Here's the dirty details on the government plan. Gilles Arducci's plan first appeared in the some economic paper where she said GRAs will rescue the flawed American retirement income system. The current retirement system, she says, exacerbates income and wealth inequalities because tax breaks for voluntary retirement accounts are skewed to the wealthy because it's easier for them to save and because they receive bigger tax breaks when they do. Lauding GRAs as a way to effectively increase retirement savings, she wrote that savings incentives are unequal for rich and poor families because tax deferrals provide a much larger carrot to wealthy families than to middle-class families, and none whatsoever to families too poor to owe taxes.
Socialist.
GRAs would guarantee a fixed 3% annual rate of return, although later in her article she explained that participants would not earn a 3% real return in perpetuity. In place of tax breaks, workers now receive for contributions and thus a lower tax rate, workers would receive $600 annually from the government, inflation-adjusted. For low-income workers whose annual contributions are less than $600, the government would deposit whatever amount it would take to equal the minimum $600 for all participants. So I wonder if you'll be able to pull the money out of the government's retirement plan early.
That chance.
I wonder if it will get passed on to your heirs. It won't.
Seems unlikely.
No, it's not going to.
They are planning to screw people over majorly.
This is nationalization of people's 401ks, essentially, and IRAs.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's disgusting. Look at Social Security, what a mess it is.
For the poor, Mark. What are you talking about?
What about the old people who do have some savings that used to be able to live off the interest off their principal, have to keep going into their principal now because they're only getting 2 or 3% interest at the bank? Or they have to take put their money into higher risk investments in order to get returns back, and then of course those higher risk investments are going bad now.
Oh, and in addition, it says here that all workers would have 5% of their annual pay deducted from their paychecks and deposited to the GRA, and they would still be paying Social Security.
As though
we
don't have 15% of workers,
right.
I don't pay Social Security, and I'm not gonna.
I understand that, but you're not a worker.
I'll cash out my IRA if I see this coming.
They're talking about it. 1-800-259-9231. So even if you aren't participating in the 401k plan at your business, you're going to be forced to participate in this GRA plan if this comes to fruition. And there's no reason why it won't. I mean, the Democrats have full control. Who's going to oppose this? It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up.